Israeli forces have once again clashed with Palestinian protesters in the occupied West Bank. The latest scuffles broke out in the village of Bil'in near the city of Ramallah. The violence erupted after Israeli soldiers attacked a group of Palestinians who were holding a march against Tel Aviv's settlement activities. Israel is said to confiscate the land belonging to villagers for more settler units. Israeli forces have also clashed with Palestinian protesters in the town of Beit Dunia, close to the Israeli jail of Ofer. Tensions between Palestinians and Israelis have been running high in recent weeks. Palestinians are frustrated with restrictions on their access to religious places and Tel Aviv's continuous illegal settlement activities. To get the latest on that, we're now joined by Mona Kandil, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now via Skype from Ramallah. Now, Mona, tell us a bit more about these clashes that we're hearing of, as well as the continuing settlement activities.
Well, actually, these demonstrations are being held almost on a weekly basis to protest the illegal Israeli measures building the separation and isolation wall, as well as in protest of grabbing Palestinian-owned lands in order to expand the Jewish settlements that are almost mainly built on Palestinian-owned lands. Surrounding the Palestinian villages. This time, the demonstration that was held in Bil'in village near Ramallah was held in solidarity with the Palestinians living in Jerusalem, of course, according to the residents of the village, and against the escalating measures in Jerusalem, Al-Quds, and against Al-Aqsa Mosque. A 16-year-old Muhammad Burnat was injured with rubber bullet in his leg. Dozens of Palestinians who were participating in this demonstration suffered from tear gas inhalation clashes then erupted between Israeli soldiers as well as the protesters. In another demonstration that was held also today in the village of Kufr Qaddoum, that is located in the northern West Bank city of Qalqilia, a Palestinian cameraman was covering the demonstration, and he was shot also in the leg, but this time with live ammunition. Israeli forces also today stormed several West Bank villages and areas. The town of Bitonia near Ofer, the Israeli detention of Ofer. Israeli forces stormed this town and they just threw tear gas canisters and stun grenades towards the Palestinian houses. And also dozens of Palestinians suffered from suffocation. Also, Israeli armored vehicles stormed Sattah Marhaba neighborhood in Albiri, this town that is adjacent to Kisegut settlement. So actually every day the Israeli soldiers continue storming several West Bank villages and towns, especially those areas that is located near Jewish settlements and near the roads that actually Israelis use to transfer inside occupied territories.
Okay, Mona, as always, thanks very much for that detailed update.